Dieter, Christina or Morgan? You made the rules about not being to say I'd never do it.
Definitely never Morgan. So it'd have to be Christina.
What about you, Steve?
I'm not playing. So, LC, who are you going to hook up with this weekend?
Laguna Beach, Season 2, Episodes 3 and 4, Dave and Busted. How do I get out of here? Back to where I belong. I'm missing a little holding up inside the cocktail.
Hello everyone, welcome to the number one rated Laguna Beach podcast for the, I believe, the 20th week in a row.
Yeah, even though we've only been on for like, what, 8? Or, no, like 13?
No, we are on 13, but 20 weeks in a row. Oh. Still going strong and not looking back.
All right, yeah, this is the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's Laguna Beach and the Hills. This is Marty.
And I'm Sam.
All right, so how are you doing?
Hey, doing well. You know, after these episodes really bring me joy every week.
Yeah, I was going to say I was kind of nervous after season one, and I think I voiced that opinion. But you know what? A couple of episodes into season two, and I'm right back in it. I'm into it.
Oh yeah, I think I'm more into season two at this point than I was at season one.
Yeah, season one took a while to get used to. I think we were familiar with the people coming into season two and their style, so it was a little easier to get in the groove.
And just, I think it's just a little more funnier. It's a little more fast paced.
Yep. The editors started knowing what they were doing.
Yeah, they hired a senior video editor rather than just having some intern do it.
Yeah. All right. Before we get into it, do we have any Laguna news this week?
Nothing on my radar.
All right. Well, I'll tell. We were talking about this in pre-production, but I think it's worth mentioning when we were looking for Alex H, whatever happened to her, because she seems to be the only one who's fallen off the map, and to my surprise, and to yours as well, it's because her name isn't Alex H.
She went through a name change?
Yeah, she's the fourth Lauren. We got Lowe, we got Polster, we got LC, and now we got Lauren / Alex H.
It's just baffling because they call her Alex to her face.
Maybe she went through, forced her to be like, okay, you're Alex now if you want to be on this show.
Yeah, or maybe she went through a rebranding.
Maybe, yeah, true. Maybe she wanted to break away from Laguna.
Yeah, like we'll do for the, when we get to the hills.
Yes. But before we get to that, I know there was there might be some confusion about the episodes that we're saying. I know we're saying that we're on episodes 3 and 4, even though technically, I guess, the way it aired, these were episodes 2 and 3. But the reason for that is we're going by the production code. So this is technically... So last week was technically episodes 1 and 2, or episode part 1. One part one and one part two, but we're following that. We're blame Wikipedia.
Yeah, we're technical right now.
Yes,
and don't watch the MTV episodes because when they say episodes 3 and 4, it's really episodes 4 and 4 duplicated. So we had a pre-production catastrophe, but you know we picked up where we left off.
They rehired that intern to upload the videos to the website.
Yeah, he just moved up and he had a lateral job movement.
Still bad, though.
Yes, yeah, still bad. Gonna have to find him.
Yeah, but yeah, if you have any questions, give us a call. Or not a call. I'm still waiting for Jen Bunny's call. But reach out to us at Coming Clean Pod, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And also on the email, but you'll hear more about that later. Okay, so I was gonna say one more thing, but now I forget. So let's dive in before we get into our little episode deep dive. Let's change our style here a little bit. We used to do some reading out loud. We improved, I think.
Yeah, we graduated. We moved on up.
So now let's practice our quick thinking, or even though we might have been able to prepare for this, but I wanted to ask you, and we're going to start doing this before we start our discussions, but in these two episodes, oh yes, and for those following along, these episodes are called, so last week was Since You've Been Gone. This episode is starting off with I Don't Trust Him or something like that. Was that the title?
Yeah, I don't trust
I
him.
Don't Trust Him, and It's Hard to Say Goodbye. So for those following along at home, those are the two to watch for this week.
Yeah, and if you can't count and you're better with words, I would go by the titles.
Yeah, we'll make sure we mention these titles every week as we go along, since we might be doing something like this where we have multiple episodes. But focusing on these two, I know there were two episodes, but Sam, give me one big takeaway you had from watching these two episodes.
One big takeaway, alcohol makes you do crazy things.
All right.
Yeah, how about you?
Right. Mine is Jason is self-aware Steven. If Steven knew the power that he had last year, he would have been Jason. Jason is pretty much in Steven's situation. He just knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's just super swagged out.
Yeah. And all right, let's talk about that swag. We'll take a quick break and go listen to this song, and we'll start talking about Jason's swag in a couple seconds.
Swaggy.
When the old soles of your shoes are worn through, and it's too far to find your way home, you're feeling older than you used to, can't stop thinking you'll be left alone. Don't you worry now, don't let life get you down. Just remember you're mine. And I'll see you in the high and low, in the high and low, I'll find you. And I'll see you anywhere you go, anywhere you go, I'll follow you anywhere.
All right, welcome back. And now let's jump right into these episodes. We have some talking points here, and I want to start off with who's looking to be the, I know Kristen's the main woman here, but so far it seems to be all about Jason and Jessica,
Double J's.
J and J. They actually made it easy this season with J and J and Talon and Taylor.
Oh, whoa. Wasn't expecting that.
Alliterative couples. But let's start off with J&J. What do you think? What do you think?
It's the most, like, I think I probably said this last week, vapid, or I called somebody vapid, but it's the mo it's just there's what is this relationship? They don't really talk. Like, even when they are together, it's just blank stares or some like eyebrow raises, and it's just they're not on the same page.
Yeah, it's a weird, 'cause at least with, so there's sort of, it's tough to explain because yeah, there's nothing there, but there.
They're like together for like dinner and like hooking up,
Right.
but then they're not together anywhere, like anywhere else.
But it's like they have sort of the same tension and they annoy each other as much as Steven and Kristen did last season, but Jason was just like super cool. Yeah, I mean, they were just a lot less aggressive than Steven and Kristen.
Like, do we think that if Jessica acted like Steven, whereas, or if she did a similar thing where she was hooking up with people, would Jason be pissed at Jessica, or he would be just kind of like cool with it and didn't care?
I don't think we've seen enough of Jason to make right now, as it is, and this could change as soon as next week when we talk about them further. But I think for now, I don't. It's tough because it could go either way. What do you think? Let me.
Yeah,
I'm stalling here.
I don't think he really like cares either way.
Yeah, I think that would like give him. I could see him either being like super pissed, and then,
it gives him an out.
Yeah,
like,
or
I think
he'll
just
take that as okay. So I guess I can go after anyone else now.
Yeah, he doesn't want to look like the bad guy, so he doesn't have the heart to break up with her.
Right. And she just doesn't want this thing to end. She is just super into it.
Oh, she's so oblivious. Like, she's not even that oblivious. Yeah. When she said when they were going to Dave and Buster's, she's like, if I had solid proof, then I would break up with him. And everybody's like, we have solid proof, like, he's exactly like Kristen. Is that not enough?
And Kristen didn't even take that as an insult. She was like, no, I did all of that crap.
She's like, I've said those exact same words that Jason is saying to Steven.
Yeah, and Jessica should have just taken that, or taken their word for it, because, yeah, she's like Kristen's best friend, so she knows what Kristen was up to the whole time.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like Jessica plays the victim when she's not necessarily the victim. Like, in this situation, she is, but we didn't really see much from Dieter and Jessica's relationship, and she was saying that she's been, like, it's the same thing. She's been cheated on all the time. Or, like, it's a similar situation. Like, she can't get guys as easy as Kristen does.
Right, yeah. I think you have a point there where she's just, yeah, she doesn't want to break up, one, because maybe she is just, like, super into Jason.
Yeah.
But two, also, so that, yeah, I don't know, maybe so that she could, so people, she would get the pity afterwards.
Yeah, this is some psychological stuff right here.
Yeah, this is when we need our
a resident psychologist.
Yes. Or
Dr. Ted.
Who's Dr. Ted?
A psychologist.
All right. I was gonna say our hot take hero MA could shed some light on this because she did a really good job with Steven last time she was on.
We'll dive in dissecting.
Yeah, maybe around prom time we can get her back here. Yeah, it's they're a weird couple. They're tough to read. Well, they're easy to read, but they're just as a couple, but individually. Yeah, I don't know where Jason's head's at. Jessica's sort of just like a space cadet when it comes to their relationship.
Yeah, we haven't seen enough of them interact, and we only see the bad.
Right.
Or when they are together, there's nothing going on.
Yeah, because at least,
like, what do you do with, like, during your day? Like, I don't understand. Stupid. Like, you, I feel like when you're together with somebody, you have to actually talk to them eventually.
Yeah, and Jason was just giving the classic, like, one word answers. He was just total dude.
He doesn't have many words in his repertoire.
But
he's like, hot, sup.
Sleeping. Sleeping.
Yeah. dinner with said.
Yeah. And you know what? Let's pause for a bit, since Jason and Jessica confuse me very much, but you brought up said, so shout out to our hashtag resident emo Connor for coming up with this segment name. So this is a little segment we'd like to call "That's What She Said," where we talk about Jason's friend said, and particularly the pranks that they pulled, which was very creepy. This is no bear prank.
No, this is not first season prank when they're talking about putting goldfish in the pool. Or
having, like, really ugly bear costumes.
Yeah, these aren't just, you know, standard run-of-the-mill pranks. This is, I'm going to pretend that somebody murderous is outside, setting off a house alarm.
Right, and then, like, dirtying their windows.
Yeah, yeah, who cleaned that?
They probably have people. But, yeah, that was intense. I mean... I've had my share of egging and TPing, but never to this level.
No, I'm trying to remember if, like, I just know, one, I don't like being in people's backyards at night if no one else is out there. Or if like I'm trying to like sneak in through somebody's window, I get scared that somebody's gonna come up behind me.
So, you know, it's like the I think that's just the natural human emotion of not wanting to break and enter into someone else's property. Imagine
Yeah.
if this was a Southern Comfort, that TV show, they would have been just been shot right then and
What?
there.
Southern Comfort?
Yeah, I think it's about or Southern Charm, something like that. It's like a Laguna Beach of the South.
Oh, yeah.
Is it on A&E?
What's her face is on that?
Cheyenne?
No. Oh, no. Look, she looks like Cheyenne.
Southern
Mackenzie?
Charm.
Yeah, no. What an old real world person is on that from Real World San Diego.
Oh, Cameron.
Cameron, yeah,
Yes.
with and Brad and Big Rand.
But yeah, I mean, if they had done that prank on that show, that's what she said would have been a
Stuff
eulogy.
He's so dead.
Said is dead. Hashtag said is dead. But no, he's alive and kicking, and I don't know if he's still going with the pranks, but based
Yeah, he just,
on. So.
I mean, any fashion from him, I think it was just like a hoodie, nothing crazy.
Yeah. He was a lot less cheesy this time. He was just
Yeah,
out there to have fun.
they could have got better masks.
Yeah, those are like the
Just
crop top of masks.
it's just a regular beanie that they're like, all right, let's just cut a hole in this.
That's like your Ninja Turtle costume one night.
Hey, I got a lot of friends that night. After we went to that rap battle,
Yo, that's for another episode. But
lost those nunchucks.
but okay, so we got our daily doses said. So yeah, he's grown on me real quick. I like him. I'm not as creeped out of him as I
No,
was before.
he's your standard bro buddy. Always gonna, he's the like the friend that. If you come up with something crazy and you're like, man, I need your support on this, he's right along with you.
Right. I mean, he could have been Dieter, if, or Dieter could have been him if Dieter had any self-esteem.
Yes. Like if you want chicken and rice at 4 a.m. on a Tuesday, he's coming with
Hashtag inside jokes.
Yeah. For a small segment of the world.
Yes. All three of our friends, including us, will know what that means.
All three of our listeners.
Yes. So let's talk about two of those three. Let's move on. Unless you have anything else on some parting words for Jason and Jessica before we move on here.
Please don't break up.
Oof, man. Yeah, I mean, right now Jessica is sort of annoying me just because she's like, just I don't know.
Constant. It's just con. It's just con. It's just like, please stop. I don't care about you anymore.
And I know Jason's like not a bad guy, but I can't. He's so cool. He's just so cool.
He's so cool. He is so cool. I don't understand it.
You know he's a douche, but
But like
nah.
when he was talking with Alex on the back porch,
Yeah.
he barely said five words and
Right.
she was all over him.
He's like, yeah. So, what'd you do?
Yeah, and one of them was like, "You want to go inside?" And she's like, "No, I don't."
Also, he was like crushing those cigarettes.
Was he?
Yeah, those or
Oh, I didn't see him.
clothes. Not sure.
Oh.
Yeah, they never showed him taking a hit, a drag, but you could see the like you could have you've seen the smoke both when they were implementing the prank and also when he was talking to Alex
Yeah, I don't think Alex lost her voice from screaming.
screaming. Yeah.
It's from all the cigs she's been ripping. Oh,
Yeah.
sorry. One last thing on
Okay.
point on this whole scene
Okay.
was I was dying, even though I'm not a Casey fan, I was dying when she was getting ready to go outside. And she's like, "Let's go fight him. I know karate." And then she goes outside and starts spinning in a circle and like starts screaming.
I will say, like last week, Casey kind of also cheesed me out, but this week she was kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't. It's like a ditzy funny.
Yeah. I now have some hope for her because I took Kristen's word for it last time, but
Bad choice. Can't listen to Kristen.
I know she is just. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes, but first let's move on to our old favorites.
Little retro, our let's retrospect to our retrospective podcast.
Yes, let's talk about Elsie and Steven. How about
Yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. A little 4 a.m. sleeping, a
So
couple
some
crepes,
crepes. Yep.
and a
She
couple
crushed
tequila.
those crepes, by the way.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Yeah.
I mean,
And
I might have to buy a crepe maker. And
Steve.
then a couple tequila shots in Mexico, and there you have it.
Yeah, just blasted.
Yeah, they. Oh my. Licking, licking. Eating cherries, licking whipped cream off noses, which is
Yeah,
unsanitary.
I mean, I'm glad that it finally happened, even though,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not necessarily a fan of storin' or
Okay.
leafin',
Yeah, I like leafing.
Elsevin. I don't know, whatever we're
Leafing.
gonna
It's
call him.
leafing.
Yeah, I mean, clearly we wanted Elsie to end up with Trey, but and that was
But
just my
yeah.
excuse to mention Trey. But yeah, I mean, at least they find that something happened, even though they probably remember about 23% of what happened.
Well, are we gonna say they remembered the first night?
Yes, that one they remember, I think, because
They
they
definitely
were driving around.
yeah. And then yeah, I don't know. It's good to see it, but it also kind of hurts my heart when Steven had to go.
Right.
And Elsie was clearly crushed, and then Steven, I feel like we don't get a full enough of their conversations together.
Yeah.
Because Steven is similar to Jason, where he doesn't say many words.
Right.
But like he'll put you in a headlock and be like, "I hope you're happy," and then that's kind of it. And then girl starts bawling.
Yeah, I don't know what do they got that we don't? Well, they're super good looking.
Yeah, don't no, yeah, don't get me on started on that whole thing, because that was the bane of my high school years of being like, "What are these people doing? They don't say anything
Right?
yet. It's like
Even if they
it's
do say
magic."
stuff, they're like mean. But it's still like, oh man.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's
Yeah, but
2017.
yeah, and I'm also 27, so
Yes. Yes, I
time to move on.
am.
I don't know why we're so jealous of these high school kids.
Well, you know what? That's for me to know.
Does that even mean?
I don't know. My mind has turned into Jessica's.
Oh.
But yeah, so again, glad that they finally sealed the deal. But yeah, it kind of stinks that it sort of just happened, and then like the day before Steven had to leave.
I mean, how long? Break must have been at least a month, right?
Yeah, for college, yes.
And then just from this whole timeline, it seems like
Yeah, they
they
cut
were
through
like,
break again like butter. Like this was like summer from last season.
yeah, like how many times did they hook up? Did they only hook up once and then went right to Mexico, hooked up, and then Steven's gone?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they took like family vacations too or something.
Well, rich people over. Yeah, true. They're rich.
Yes, exactly.
Answer my own question.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think this will continue? I know we, obviously stuff had happened already, but
So it
what do
seems
you
like,
think? You cheering
yeah.
for
So
him?
it seems like Elsie doesn't realize. Like she's like, "I won't see him in months."
Mm-hmm.
But Elsie, you move back home. At the moment, I don't think you have a job. Like
Right.
you could just travel there.
Yeah, and they never really explained why she left San Francisco.
Yeah, I think she was just like I bet she just didn't like, I don't know. Maybe she just didn't like San Francisco.
Yeah, but I mean, especially now that she's sort of developing this new relationship with Steven, it would have been like a reason to
Yeah, but
try it again.
she might have not been ready to like live in the city.
Right.
Like I don't know if her school had a campus. Like if she didn't have a
Oh,
campus
yeah.
feel, that just might have not been the vibe she wanted.
True.
I mean, but you probably should have made that decision prior.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's not like she lived on the other side. It's not like it was Trey or something who didn't move so far away. But yeah, I mean, we'll see where this goes.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it works out. Hope they get married and kind of like the thing is they didn't even as we always want to know define the relationship.
Right. Yeah, especially because it was like a drunken encounter.
Yeah.
And Elsie is just completely different. She's a completely different person when she's drunk than when she's like sober.
Yeah.
Steven, sort of. I mean, he's sort of the same. He's a little. There's obviously less inhibitions, but LC was just a completely different person.
Yeah. It was, left it all out there.
Yes. But, okay, so they were in Mexico for LC's birthday, and I just want to give a quick shout out to Dieter, who's been crushing it this season.
Oh, yeah. He goes to college. It's like kid goes to college, drinks one beer, and comes back. So cool.
Yeah. And. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he got some jokes. He's
He's wearing backwards hats.
Yeah, I think Jessica was holding him back.
Yeah, and then now I think that's must have been his new girlfriend.
Yeah, Caitlin. Well, she was listed as LC's friend, right?
Yeah, but they seem pretty chummy.
Close. Oh, that would have been funny if they had to be in the same hotel room, but they like did not want to do anything or have nothing to do with each other.
Because like this one got like kicked out.
Yeah, I mean, if the theory of Dieter were a law, then the scene after the do not disturb is just Dieter swatting flies away in the hallway.
Or it'd be like Dieter, he was asleep early and he was like in the other bed, and then Lauren and Steven come back and he's stuck there.
This is classic. Why we should have written this stuff.
Yeah, it would have turned into like a Arrested Development comedy.
Yes. But you know, yeah, again, shouts to Dieter, who's been crushing it.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, he's coming out of his shell. Okay, turtle. So before we move on to some negative vibes, I'll leave it at that. But let's prepare ourselves by bringing some positivity in our lives, because she still appeared, so I'm gonna talk about her. It's the lowdown.
Down low.
Alright, so very short appearance by low, but we got a good dose of low. It was like a lot of personality again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to agree with Elsie on this one. She had very nice hair.
Yeah, she sure did.
It was very long, wavy, looked shiny.
Yeah, and I know that they... Oh, no, no. Oh, I was gonna say that why was Elsie's door unlocked? That Lo just walked in, but then she lives in a gated community, so...
Yeah, they have, yeah. So you can, I guess, in gated communities, you can just leave your door open?
I've never had the privilege.
Experience.
Yes, I've had friends who lived in gated communities, but...
Humble brag.
Yeah, but they were not me.
did they lock the door?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, that's just safety.
Yeah, just in general. I mean, nice to see Lo again, even if it was for just like a couple seconds. And she set up the question. She was the one who wanted LC to define the relationship when she asked about Steven. She got to the chase there.
Yeah, maybe she's really promoted that.
Yeah, but
again, without her questions, then maybe it never would have happened.
Yeah, so we'll give credit to Lo again for everything. But yeah. All right, are you ready to take a turn for the worst here?
Yeah, I'm ready for the car crash, train wreck.
Well, we talked about her last week and how mean she is, but this is going to be a weekly segment that I want to call, since she's now the Queen of Laguna, Kristen's Kingdom, the Queen of Mean. So, Sam, how mean was Kristen this week?
So, did Kristen go into the clothing shop that Taylor owned? Or yes. That Taylor works at? Okay. I just want to make sure.
Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah. I would say this is about a 4.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah. So, she basically called Taylor a B-word. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know if that was directed at one of her friends, but it seemed like it was directed at Taylor.
Yep.
She's very mean.
Very mean. Yes.
She's forcing her friends into getting numbers of guys.
Yep. And they were picking on like the not attractive guys.
Yes. She's like the ringleader when they're talking about the chubby bearded waiter.
Yep.
And they started laughing. Yeah, that was so mean. But, you know, it's a cruel world out there.
Yeah. I think that's about right. Considering her baseline, her one was last week. I guess this isn't much worse than that, but it was still bad. Like, man, Kristen, come on.
Yeah. Wait, well, so are we gonna say this is a 2 then? Is it like slightly ratcheted up?
Yeah, I guess like 2 or 3. I would give, well, maybe a 3. I'll go with a 3 just because she went. It seemed like she went to Taylor's place of work with the sole purpose of just trashing her.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, why did they go in there if they hate all those clothes?
Right. And, you know, she made everyone hear it. And then she gets mad at a very distraught Jessica for trying to get some details.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Yeah, but I mean, it was her birthday, so... even at her party, I don't know, she did not seem like she was having, she just has control issues, I think.
Yeah, well, she just was boy crazy and just was all over, like, all about Talon.
Yeah, it finally found, that was, like, the gif, and we'll post it on our social pages once this comes up, but when she was doing the cutesy face, that was,
oh, like, yeah, like, ooh, Talon, come over here. Yeah, couldn't see my face, but I did it.
All right. I'm sure you did it just as well as her.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
But, man, okay, this transitions well. All right, this next segment is about Talon and Taylor.
Double T's.
Yes, and can I just start this off by saying I really like Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of hers. She seems like a very nice girl. I cannot stand Talon. That guy is I'm sorry, hashtag, and I'm sure you're mature now, so I guess, I don't know, but just, we're basing this on this show, and hashtag Resident Emo, you're not here to defend your boy, but he is straight the up worst. Living in the jabron zone, and is the king jabroni. It just, well, oh man.
I do have to say, though, he is a better surfer than...
Jason?
No, than Steven.
Steven. Well, Steven was just, like, skimboarding.
Yeah, and even when we did see Steven and Kristen surfing,
yeah,
he barely caught a wave, so respect... He was just going to the wrong spots, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking Talon's abilities there, or even his looks. He's a good-looking kid.
Yeah, I don't know, he's so skinny.
Yeah, he's, like, lanky and awkward.
Yeah.
And when he shaved his head, he just looks like he didn't shave it all the way.
Yeah.
So
he looked like, when he had his spiky hair, he looks like the kid from Luck of the Irish, just skinnier. That's all I could think of.
But
perfect time for St. Patrick's Day.
The longer hair looked a lot better than the poorly shaved, because when he said he buzzed his head, it looked like he buzzed it 4 weeks ago and hasn't touched it since.
Yeah, it looks like one of, I don't know, never mind.
he looked like a wet chick, and not chick a woman, like a chick, a baby chicken.
A baby chicken?
Yeah.
but he has ADD, so he just kind of changes it up.
I don't trust him, but yeah. I mean, and then the whole speech that he gave both Jason and Taylor, where he was telling Jason that Taylor's some, like, he would marry Taylor and all that crap.
Yeah.
And then telling Taylor that, I mean, it was a pretty good line, but I didn't
Oh, he's
buy it.
smooth though.
Yeah,
It's like
he's super smooth.
it's like weirdly kind of creepy, but then I guess what if you're one-on-one with him, like all these girls are, it's just
Right.
super smooth.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give it to him. That was like a CW level line of, every girl I date, I just compare to you, and none of them compare. That was my talent.
Well, it reminds me of, I was like, right when I, like, whenever he talks, it comes into my head, the Notting Hill scene. I don't know if you've seen Notting Hill,
Not
but
in a
you know
long
the,
time.
yeah, I mean, I have never seen it, but I just know the part where,
Way to reference a movie you've never seen, buddy.
yeah. Well, it's the scene where it's, I'm just a girl
Oh, right.
standing in front of a
Okay.
guy, wanting him to, like, love me or whatever it
Yeah.
is. And I feel like that's just him constantly to all these women.
It's just. Ugh.
He's like, Taylor, you're the most perfect girl for me, but like I just can't have you. I don't know.
And remember last prom episode, I think was when it was brought up. I think MA had brought up what Kristen shot back at Talon when he was like, she was like, you hook up with all the girls, but then you talk crap about them. And he was doing the same thing, like here. Well, he wasn't like talking crap about them, but he was clearly playing to the crowd.
Right, and then is it at the end of the episode Taylor was talking to about how Talon is like could be such a good boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that,
'Cause he'll like spoil you and stuff.
yeah, like if he like fully likes you, then it's all good.
Right.
But I don't know, like he's an interesting guy. Like as they said before, like Kristen's playing with his mind. He's wrapped around Kristen. But he maybe his like, I don't know, does his heart say Taylor and his mind just says Kristen, or is it the other way around?
I mean, I don't think it's his mind saying Kristen. It's little T.
little T?
Little
He's
T.
got that low T.
Yeah, the low T talk, thinking Kristen. But yeah, I mean, obviously I'm sort of glad because then he won't go after Taylor, who I want to protect now. She's a fave.
You want to put her like a little check under her your arm?
Yes.
You're the mother hen.
Yes. And so right now I'm feeling very, very protective of Taylor. And I just know Talon's not the guy for her. That's just
All right.
yeah.
We'll shoot
Talon,
at her.
yeah. Well, she's also married with children, I think. So I think she's fine. But okay, so where do you see this going? Give your bold predictions with between these three.
I think Talon's probably gonna try get him with Kristen, and then I think it's just gonna be a constant cycle. It's gonna be similar to the Steven and Elsie kind of drama, because
Okay.
Taylor and Talon have known each other a long time, similar to Elsie and
Ooh,
Steven.
good call. And Kristen again is in the same role.
Same role. Wow, Kristen, come on, grow up.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, all right, we'll see that unfold. So, any final thoughts on this episode before we move on and award some people with some awards?
Kids out there, try making up your mind, even though you're young, but go with your heart and don't try messing with other people's.
Yeah, don't listen to the little T. Oh, hold on. This is going back way to the first episode when we were talking about Alex H, if that is her real name. She is not the fourth Lauren in Laguna. She's the fifth Lauren in Laguna because I forgot about Lauren Coletti.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, Lauren, probably a popular name in the Laguna
19.
in like 86, 87, 85 to 87. The big year for
Respect.
Lauren. But all right, with that, we're gonna take a quick break and we're gonna share the love with some of the cast
You
members.
say you're so cold as you reach for my oldest t-shirt to keep you warm. We'll never grow old, we'll never want. more. This love will weather any storm. Don't you worry now, don't let life get you down. Just remember you're mine. And I see you in the high and low. In the high and low, I find you. And I see you anywhere you go. Anywhere.
Welcome back. Man, I love that guy. Now it's time for MVP of the week.
MVP of the week?
All right, Marty. You're going first this time.
All right.
I can't fall into a trap.
All right.
Who is your MVP of the week?
My MVP of the week is going to be Drunk Lauren.
Whoa!
And
wait, what's Lauren? Oh,
Elsie. Drunk Elsie. Okay. Yes, not Alex Lauren H.
It's all very confusing now.
Yes. But yeah, for the reason stated when we were talking about them, Drunk Elsie sealed the deal. She got it done. It was her birthday. She got what she wanted. I bet that's what she wished for, through, you know, Dieter's provocations.
Yeah, he knew it.
Yeah, so just all around, finally, you got something done. You were proactive, and, you know, fortune favors the brave. So, Drunk Elsie.
I like that.
All right, who is your MVP of the week?
My MVP is going to be Taylor's mom.
Nice. I confused her for Lauren's mom. I was like, what is Lauren's mom doing in Taylor's house?
But I really enjoyed Taylor's interaction. She was asking some good questions.
Mm-hmm.
Is Talon going to kiss you? Great line.
Yep.
Just checking in. She loved the idea of the Caribbean. And... Mm-hmm. I thought that was really sweet. I like to see that.
Right.
My runner up was Jason, but I didn't feel full into giving it to him.
All right,
not yet.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure we're gonna see a lot more from him. But yeah, congrats to Taylor's mom and Drunk LC.
Taylor's mom also might be named Lauren.
Is she not really? Sure. We gotta look it back now. We gotta.
I know, it might be.
That would be amazing.
I would die.
So right now the Lauren count is at 5. All right, this next little quick segment here before we close up our awards is something I want to call the appreciation station. You know, just to get some rhyming in here. But this is for someone who did not quite do enough to be the MVP, but was kind of the unsung hero, you know, someone who caught your eye, caught your attention. So yeah, who was like your unsung hero of the week? Show some appreciation at the station.
I want to show some appreciation to Morgan S.
Okay.
She had a nice poker night at her table, at her house.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing whenever they say at Morgan S's house, where it's Morgan S apostrophe S house.
Yeah.
Really enjoy seeing that all the time. And she just seemed really nice. I don't know. I thought she was good vibes. It seemed like she could be ground for those crazy girls out there.
Could she be this season's Trey?
She could be.
Possibly.
At this point, I think she's more of Alex to Kristen.
Alex Lauren.
And Jessica. Yeah, Alex Lauren is to Jessica and Kristen's, you know what I mean?
What
I mean?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good call. So, who are you going to appreciate?
I am appreciating... Yeah, I'm going to give it to Cedric.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Cedric. I know we said that Morgan could possibly be Trey-esque. I kind of want to say, and I don't want to put this burden upon him, but I think he's got a lot of potential to be Polster-esque.
I don't
know. Big shoes to fill, but you know, Cedric, you got some potential. You got potential the cinch.
Could he be a combination of low Trey and Polster?
Man.
Whoa.
Dang.
Because so far, I don't think there's been there the two parties we've seen him at. No real bad vibes, sort of.
I mean, and he's better at pranks.
Yeah, true. He caught. Yeah,
great fashion.
Great fashion, high fashion.
And he, yeah, I mean, and he's, yeah, I mean, he's one to watch. He possesses all the qualities of those three.
Well, he distracts everybody else while Jason, like, slinks off.
I mean, he's Cedric, like, man. He might have done some tricks with his indoor scarf.
He's Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, man. Cedric, you are the gift that keeps on giving, buddy.
Maybe he'll get on the podcast.
we'll reach out to him. I think he sells houses now.
Oh, good. I'm looking for a house.
All right. So, yes, the appreciation station stops with Cedric. And
The train is leaving the appreciation station.
Yes. So, watch out for all the winners this week. Wait for your presents from Sam.
Yeah, from MailChimp or stamps.com.
Not a sponsor.
Please sponsor us.
Yeah, I mean, if we can get that stamps.com money, man. And on that note, we're gonna go way back in time to a year that used to be. In trivia stuff. That wasn't very smooth, but we'll ride with it. See you later. Transition intro than the outro from last segment, but now we're gonna go and play Today in History, where I ask the hard questions for Sam about August 1st and 8th, 2005. These were the original air dates of these episodes. Sam, you currently have zero because this is the first week you're answering for this season. I had three from last week. Are you ready to test your knowledge?
It's a tough hill to climb, but it's a cross that I'm going to bear, because we're in the Easter season.
All right. No religious questions this week, but...
Damn.
I know you've been studying up, but I'm throwing you off. All right, you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Question number one. This sitcom made a splash with its premiere, becoming one of the most popular new shows of 2005's fall season. Even though it was controversial, they've never seen a rainy day.
Is it It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
That's right.
Great show.
All right. One for one. Off to a good start. Ready for number two.
Let's keep it rolling.
All right. Question two. While you may think we belong together, across the pond, this singer-songwriter was making women swoon with this beautiful song. He certainly was a man with a plan.
Is it... man with a plan?
Yeah.
Is it Daniel Bedingfield?
Oh, no! It's James Blunt.
Oh,
James Blunt.
Damn.
you were about like 4 years
dang
ahead of Daniel Bedingfield. Was long gone by 2005.
Shout out to our resident emo, who that's his favorite artist.
Yes.
Gotta get through this.
And let's see if you can get through this next question. Question number three. This popular TV star broke out into movies by finally getting some action with his first blockbuster hit.
Action. Is this Action Jackson?
There were two clues in that.
I'm very upset at myself right now.
Once you hear the answer, if you don't get it, you're gonna be like, "Oh man."
Is it? Oh, what's his? Is it Munoz? Oh, what's his name? Frankie Munoz?
No, no, not really.
Oh,
It's the 40-year-old virgin himself, Steve Carell, who finally got some action with his first blockbuster hit.
oh,
All
nice. That's good. That's good.
right. All right, let's see. I mean, you can still tie it up. You can still tie it up. Question number four, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This singer only turned 7 on August 8th in 2005. Little did we know that he would be something big and was about to show no mercy on the pop music world these days, scoring hit after hit. I'm sure to him, he's just a kid in love. I think I gave you a little too much on that one.
I
There are like 8 clues in that one.
know. The mercy thing. I don't know why I'm going right to Amy Winehouse in my head, but it's not true. 89. Five, 7 years old, it would have been 1988.
What? Nineteen
2005.
1998, not 88.
Yeah, 1998.
Yep.
Oh, 98. Is it Justin Bieber?
No. I couldn't give you his biggest song
Would
because that would have
have been too easy.
yeah, it would have left you in stitches.
Oh, Shawn Mendes?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, love Shawn Mendes.
I gave you like 4 songs there.
Oh, I was thinking, I don't know why I was thinking I was in 1989.
Yeah, that's why I was like, whoa, nope. 10 years. All
Oh shit, my bad.
right. One more question. You can
All
get
right.
this, you're disappointing me here. I thought
You
with
thought I
all
was gonna
these
go
pop,
five for
I
five.
thought so, because it was all pop culture, but maybe I think this one you can get. I don't know.
Oh
Now I don't
gosh.
know. All right, here we go.
Yep.
A week before Shawn Mendes' birthday, this actor celebrated his birthday on August 1st. He isn't quite the star he is now back then. Before he was leading tribes in fictional lands, he was saving lives on Baywatch Hawaii.
Leaving tribes and fictional lands. Where are fictional lands?
I mean, there's many.
I know. It's bugging the hell out of me. My brain's just dead. The Baywatch Hawaii is throwing me off because I think it's Cody, but it's not.
No, I mean, Hawaii might be the key word there.
Then I'm just thinking of Hawaii. Well, I don't know. I give up.
Give me a name, any name. He's
Cole
pretty.
Sprouse.
No, it's Jason Momoa.
No idea who that is.
He's on Game of Thrones. He's like a
Who
big
is he
deal.
on? Yeah, I don't know who Jason Momoa is.
You know who he is. He's
He's
in.
called Drago?
Yeah.
I have no clue who this guy is.
He's Aquaman.
Yeah, no idea who this guy is. I
Really?
don't know.
Oh.
I mean, I know who he is, but I don't know his name.
Oh, I thought you watched Game of Thrones.
I do, and I didn't know who this guy. I didn't know his name.
Well then.
What was he
Well.
on Baywatch Hawaii?
I don't know, some Hawaiian lifeguard.
Oh.
He was Jason Ione.
Oh yeah, he doesn't look familiar.
Well, a sorry performance there with just one out of
Dang.
five relatively easy questions compared to your Dutch dead people.
Whoa, come on. My hints are amazing.
The Mennonites are very, very sad.
The Mennonites?
The Mennonites.
Mennonites.
I don't know what they call themselves, but they're very disappointed in your performance, and so am I. But that means I keep the lead 3-1. Better luck in 2 weeks. we'll give you time to regroup as we stop for this break. I find you, and I see you. Anywhere you go, I will follow you anywhere.
Welcome back. That was a devastating loss. But at least we got the music from Joshua Laraddin, song called High and Low from his latest album, The Fall. Find this and his other albums on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you buy or stream music. You can find it at www.joshuaraddin.com or Joshua Raddin on social media. Look him up. He'll definitely cheer up your day if somebody gives you questions that are very hard from past history of 2005.
Not that hard. All the links will be in the description too, by the way. Just in case you all are lazy. But, alright. Sam, give me a recommendation or two. Or just one.
I'm going to recommend Power Crunch Bars. They're super delicious, nutritious, fits people's macros, whatever that means, but they're a really good power bar. They're not a full meal supplement, but if you're ever feeling hungry midday, snag one of those. It fuels you right up from till dinner.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So I guess that is sort of related to what I could recommend. So I'm going to recommend the people who eat that, because I'm recommending people watch WrestleMania this Sunday, the Sunday this podcast comes out. It'll be a good time. It's like a nice event, even if you're not a wrestling fan. It's a lot of craziness happens there.
Yeah, I might head to a bar for it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so, Sam, where can these good people find us?
Well, I know they find us all the time, but here's a little refresher. Find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Always send us some money and help support us on patreon.com/comingcleanpod. If you have any complaints or, you know, want to be like, hey, we love your pod, email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud, or wherever your podcast you get.
Thank you.
Please rate, comment, and subscribe, and keep on keeping on.
Yep. And before we go, as always, special thanks to Radical Something for our theme song California and our outro theme song California Part 2. Always remember to hashtag rep the rad. That was a nice week. We got to know more of our friends in Laguna. And I'll talk to you next week for some more drama, for some more drops.
Keep it hanging loose.
Worldwide peace. Sipping vino with Dan Marino in my Speedo with the Desert Eagle.